I'm Shay Frank. You're listening to WYSO Today for Thursday, April 30th. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments on Wednesday about President Trump's move to end temporary protected status for Haiti. One of the people challenging the administration is Velas Dorsonville. He's a TPS holder who lives in Springfield and founded the Haitian Support Center. He traveled to Washington, D.C. for the arguments. At a news conference on the steps of the Supreme Court, he said the dangerous conditions that led to the TPS designation for Haiti haven't vanished.
So the question before the court is not just a legal one. It is a moral one about who we are as a nation and how we treat people.
Springfield has about 12,000 to 15,000 Haitian residents, many of whom are in the U.S. legally with temporary protected status. Congress enacted the TPS program in 1990, and it had bipartisan support for decades. There could be another effort to make it harder for Ohio residents to change the state's constitution, according to a Republican Senate leader. This comes as volunteer groups are rushing to gather more than 413,000 valid signatures by July 1st to get amendments to abolish property taxes and to ban large data centers onto this fall's ballot. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
Senate Finance Committee Chair Jerry Serino says it's too easy to amend Ohio's Constitution, and he wants lawmakers to try again to require 60% voter approval for amendments instead of a simple majority, an idea voters rejected 3 years ago.
I suspect and I hope before my time is up in the Senate in 2.5 years that we will once again be able to take this out to the public and do it a little differently. I think we made some mistakes last time.
That 2023 proposal also required signatures from all 88 counties, not just half as required now. The last three citizen-initiated amendments on Ohio's ballot got there through paid petition circulators who gathered more than 700,000 signatures. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Cincinnati Children's Hospital and Hyphen Innovations in Marine are among 10 recipients of $2.6 million in state grants. The Ohio Third Frontier grants will be used to support early-stage technologies, those that aren't licensed for commercial use. The money is meant to get new technologies to the marketplace faster. Cincinnati Children's Medical Center will get $1 million to support the hospital's Innovation Ventures program that identifies high-potential healthcare innovations. Hyphen Innovations in Marine will get $200,000 for its hybrid electric turbine aircraft engine. Groups hoping to participate in Hamilton's 2026 4th of July parade will now have an opportunity to elevate their floats with a stipend program. For the first time, community groups, nonprofits, businesses, and organizations can apply for stipends of up to $500. The money can be used to make parade floats that celebrate the 250th birthday of the U.S. This is thanks to a partnership between the City of Hamilton, Hamilton 4th of July Committee, Hamilton Community Foundation, and the Downtown Special Improvement District. Applicants are encouraged to put in requests that only match what they need due to limited funding. Applications close on May 17th. Funding will be distributed ahead of the parade. Ohio high school girls are getting more opportunities under Friday Night Lights. Tim Streed with the Ohio High School Athletic Association says girls flag football is growing faster than any sport the organization has introduced in its history. In the last 5 years, the number of high school teams has grown from a handful to more than 150.
Their schools have had boys tackle football for decades, many of them, and the girls have grown up seeing that. Well, now they get to play.
Streed attributes much of the growth to the state's two NFL teams. The Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns help local high schools build flag football programs by providing equipment and uniforms. It's going to be mostly cloudy today with some sun peeking through. That'll pull in a high of 59. One of the highest temps we'll be seeing heading into the weekend. We can expect areas of frost popping up Friday night after 5 a.m. Otherwise, rolling in cooler temps through Sunday in the evening where we can expect more frost in the a.m. hours. But we will be hopping back up to the low 60s as we approach next week. And that's your news from WYSO Today for Thursday, April 30th. I'm Shay Frank.